morning. Welcome, sweetheart. Anyone else who hasn't stated your name and from where you're calling would like to do so at this time?
Morgan.
Good morning. Welcome. Well, all of you, welcome to the Master's Morning Call. We are going to now turn this over to our host. And so, let me see. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am, Minister Candy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sweetheart. Go ahead.
Thank you for seating us and greeting us this morning here on the Master's Call. And as you said, this is the Master's Monday. So that means when you said that we're giving this day to the Lord, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For without him, we would not be up this morning. And the Bible says that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So no matter what we're going through, no matter what the situation looks like, no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what you see, you know that God is in control and he is still in the miracle working business. And we thank God that his miracles have not expired. And you are just only one step away, one thought away, one word away from a breakthrough. And we welcome you to the Master's Call on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas, but she'll be coming this way of Prairie View, Texas this morning. We welcome each and every one of you. If you're calling in for the first time, welcome. And if you are a faithful listener and you've been calling in every day, we welcome you as well. Know that we love you and that God loves you best. See, the scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And the mission statement that was given to Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa says that when you call into this line, that the mission here on the Master's Call is that your lives will be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as believers as you begin your day. See, once you tap into the Master's Call, when you go out of your home, you're able to do the same to other people, that you would be able to enrich them, to enhance them, and empower them with the words that you speak and by your actions. So we thank God for the Master's Call, and we thank God for the commitment that Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa had to make this call go on every Monday through Friday morning. And we thank each one of you who are allowing this call to grow. We thank God for the vision and for what is going on in 2012, where all is well. If you have missed any of these calls, I invite you to visit our website, which is accessible 24 hours, 7 days a week, which is at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And all of our messages from October the 25th of 2010 to this present day have been archived on that website. So we invite you to visit. We invite you to put some comments on there and, you know, just get the word out to others about how this call has truly been a blessing to you. If you would like to send us an email, you're interested in being a prayer intercessor on the line, you're interested in maybe speaking and sharing something on the line, we invite you to use our email address. That is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themasters, no apostrophe, morningcall@gmail.com. And we will definitely respond to your request, and we just thank God for each and every single one of you. If you miss any part of this call, then I invite you to use our playback number, which is 712-432-1085, and the same PIN code number that you used to dial in this morning. Once again, the playback is 712-432-1085 and the same PIN number. As we do every single day, we open up this call in prayer, and I'm going to call on our prayer general, Minister Robin, if she would come to the line right now and go ahead and open up this call. And before I do that, I just forgot to say something, and that is that we are all connected to a wonderful, phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist International. And what would I be like without saying that? Because I'm telling you, an appointment with Artist has truly changed my life and so many lives of others financially, health-wise. I'm telling you, whatever it is, Artist can do it for you. So I tell you, if you have not had the opportunity to attend a tour, a Transform 90 tour presentation, you better find out where it's happening at, because this Transform 90 program is truly on the move, and you want to make sure that you're able to move and be transformed as Artist International is taking this world by storm with Transform 90. So if you don't know about Transform 90, then get back with the person that invited you to this call and let them share with you what Transform 90 is all about. Today is April the 30th, which means this is the last day of the month. So it's up to you to make it happen, and as Mary says, go out there and get your blessing, because it is your time. So, Minister Rodden, go ahead and come to the line and go ahead and open us up, and then we'll go ahead and bring on the woman of God that will bless our socks off this morning. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Good morning, Heavenly Father. We bless you. We honor you because you are indeed the Master. This is your Monday. Every day belongs to you. And we thank you, Lord, for your mercies that are new each and every morning. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for your Son, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit that is also with us. So, Heavenly Father, as we come this day, we just thank you for where the Spirit of the Lord is. There's freedom. There's liberty. We thank you, Lord God, that as we have put you first, Lord God, we know that the word that is going to come forward will change our lives. Right now, I take authority over the airway and the atmosphere, and I send the word of God. And Satan, I put you on notice to let you know that any demonic activity or force is canceled. Your assignment is canceled in the name of Jesus, and this call will be clear. We will hear the word of God, and we will act on the word of God. Lord God, I thank you for the speaker as she comes forward, Lord. She is going to give us a word that is going to be life-changing. I thank you that she is already anointed. She is already appointed. And what you downloaded into her, she's going to impart in us, and we are good ground to receive it on. I thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you for your blessed women of God, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you have supplied all of their needs according to your riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus. We thank you for the founders of Artist International, Lord. You being Jehovah Jireh, providing all their needs also, Lord God, surrounding them with advisors and people who are about your business. And, Lord God, we thank you for each person on this call. Thank you, Lord, that they are hungry for you, seeking you, ready to hear your word through your servant. So, Lord, we say thank you for loving us that much that you have given us all the tools that we need to be your ministers in the marketplace. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you, Minister Robin, for that anointed prayer this morning. So we are on for the word of God. If you have not gotten your pencil and your pen, go ahead and do so at this time, because this woman that I am getting ready to bring up, she is definitely a woman whose heart is totally sold out for the Lord Jesus Christ. She is anointed. She is appointed. She's a prophetess. She's a pastor. She is an artist distributor. She's a sister. She is a daughter. She is a mentor to many of us. She is a founder here on the Master's Call. She is devoted. She's reliable. She's victorious. She's anointed. She's a new creature. She walks in excellence. She is spirit-led. She is soaring to success. And our appointed speaker for this Masters Monday morning is none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you there with us this morning?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for that such kind. I love those letters. I have to remember that introduction. Good morning, Masters Call family, on this magnificent Monday morning. Always honored and humbled that you took out time, that you pressed past flesh to be with us. And so many of you all are so faithful each and every morning. I am excited about our series we've been teaching. It blesses me because in the natural, we keep getting awesome praise reports about the Transform 90 tour that's going on all across the country, where we're transforming our bodies and we're transforming our emotions because we're excited about looking better and feeling better. And we've been in the midst of a series where we've been teaching about getting transformed spiritually, because we are holistic beings and we want to be transformed in spirit, soul, and body. So we're going to continue on in our series, and a very, very, very quick overview for those who have not been with us all along the way. We're talking about God's purest form of love, demonstrating discipline. That's not a cuss word. I know it swallows hard, especially early on a Monday morning, to be disciplined, to get up and be disciplined, to read our word, to be disciplined. When that alarm clock went off at 5, I was like, Father, had a little bedside Baptist with my eyes shut and said, got that conviction to get on up and walk so I'd stay up and pray and talk to Daddy God, to be disciplined with our exercise, to be disciplined with the rudiments of this Transform 90. I tell you, when we get disciplined about the things of God, awesome things begin to transform in our life. And the rest of our subheading was mentoring with a message, transforming others through transparency. See, people don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. And in our Transform 90, these 90 days of looking good on the outside and feeling good on the inside, we want to challenge us spiritually to soar spiritually from our testing to our triumph in our spirit beings. And we use the acronym for TRANSFORM, turning reality, allowing new shapes, forming ordinary, reaching miraculous. See, we're going to turn our reality. We may be a little padded, more glory on us than we should. We're going to allow the Lord to do something in us spiritually. We're going to adjust and align, and it's going to be new for many of us, some new habits that we're forming that will be healthy, productive habits. The shape of our lives, our relationships, our priorities are going to be transformed to be more like Christ. And it's going to be a formation process that we're going to participate in our own deliverance. And the O for ordinary, God always takes us ordinary saints and blows the wind of his spirit on our situations where extraordinary things occur, and we're going to decide to reach. We're going to be proactive. We're going to have a made-up mind. I love how Evangelist Tiffany says we're going to be intentional on reaching for the miraculous that God has promised us. And as we started through this series, we went through the how, when, what, where, and who of being intentional. I'm going to encourage you to get the listen to the previous. I'm going to tell you how to get the tape. I'm traveling minister. You know, that comes out. I'm going to encourage you to go to our website and listen to our previous messages. And then we were going through the acronym of TRANSFORM. And what does TRANSFORM look like? We first talked about the T was turning, repent and turn and go another way. Turn and go another way. Stop spiritualizing, stop excusing, stop justifying things that hinder our godly transformation. We can't keep snacking. We know in the physical and eating things that, you know, keep us well padded when we're trying to shed that. Spiritually, we've got to turn and stop gossiping and shed the good news. There's some things we've got to repent of, some issues in our heart, and at the cross, by the blood of Jesus, we can go another way. What is 2 Chronicles 7:14? The first thing it insists upon us is that we have to turn from our wicked ways. Then God makes some promises that he'll do for us, because an ultimate change, an ultimate transformation is coming our way. Then we talked about the R, our reality. Everybody has a different reality. Life makes us look through a different prism. Our experiences make us react, evaluate things differently. And wherever our reality is, when we have accepted our transformation process, that reality will begin to change. Our reality begins to shift. Our reality leaves the place where it began. Our reality starts looking different. We start feeling different, and our reality is transforming us. A new real beginning. We start eating the word, the Joshua 1:8. We want to be prosperous and have much success, but there was a disclaimer. We have to meditate on the word of God day and night. You know, I talk about the sum principle, the S-U-M principle. Sometimes life hits us with the uppercut, then nothing good can come out. Well, turning, going a different way means shut up ministry principle. If you don't have nothing good to say, don't say anything at all, because our words, what, activate the atmosphere, and our reality may be toe up from the flow up. We may feel abandoned in this season. We may feel like we're lethargic and things aren't moving, and we fight procrastination. Whatever our reality is, for some of us, it is starting to turn around. We're feeling better. We've been doing our transformation a couple of weeks now, but we know there's some little habits we haven't overcome. Stop excusing them. Stop justifying them. Stop spiritualizing them. You know, nobody can spiritualize a bad habit like saints can. Well, you know, the devil just fight, and the devil is sitting on the sidelines. You know, since he is the father of lies, he'll accept it and say, yeah, I had something to do with it, knowing he had nothing to do with you making some of these bad decisions. It was a choice of the flesh. But we're going to change that reality in this transformation process. We are now demonstrating discipline. See, I didn't say we're going to. We are now speaking it into your spirit. I'm prophesying it into your space, your atmosphere. We're going to mentor with a message, meaning our lifestyle mentors, whether we want it to or not. And we're going to transform others through our transparency. What is mentoring? Showing your strengths as well as your weaknesses, being that living epistle, going through a real reality of metamorphosis. I think that's why sometimes, unfortunately, people are so excited about all these reality shows. Folks love negative, but as saints, we can't love negative and stay there, and that's where 99% of reality shows stay in negative mess. We have to look at the mess and say, God, I'm transforming toward your message. Love how LaShawn said, take the rainstorms of life and look for the rainbow in your transformation. Take this test you're walking through right now and transform toward the triumph. The A we talked about in our transformation process, we must complete the process with adjusting, allowing God to change us, aligning. See, the word says, whosoever will, let him come. Are you a whosoever? I am a whosoever, but I have to allow. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He is not going to hog tie you and drag you and I to purpose. When we say, I surrender, a choice. When we say, I obey, a choice. When we say, have your way, it's a choice. So in our transformation, I'm speaking to someone very particular this morning in my spirit. We keep arguing with God. You know, I love Perry Mason. He doesn't ever lose a case. But we will lose this case when God says go left and you keep trying to go right, and your right is not righteous. our hump. We have to quit trying to defend our position and allow God in to have his way. Adjust. Some of us are so inflexible. We are so rigid and wrong. And God is saying, allow me to tweak it so you can have the triumph that you desire. We've been talking about in 2012 that all is well, like your car getting aligned. We've got to line up with what does the word say about it. We're bumping down the road and our wheels in life are unaligned because we keep trying to put stuff in the ride that is not part of the journey. It is key that we understand that God made us creatures of choice, and it's up to us to choose life and life more abundantly from John 10:10. Remember, even with salvation, we have to allow the Holy Spirit to come in our hearts and make that confessional prayer in Romans 10:9. In our sanctification process, because remember, salvation is an event. That means we're not going to hell. But to be more like Christ is the process. Sanctification is the hard work. That's the transformation of cleaning up our mouths from the cussing saints, from the lying saints, from the inconsistent making promises and not coming through and then spiritualizing, God knows my heart. I tried. No, your heart is desperately wicked and it has deceived you to not pick up the phone and apologize and say, I am sorry. I did not do what I said I'm going to do. Go on, lift your hands and say, amen or oh me. Transform. Turning reality, allowing, adjusting, aligning, new shapes, shedding, forming, ordinary, reaching, miraculous. And then the S with the shapes, we're shedding, transforming with Christ will often take on different shapes. And when God, when I was studying this more over the weekend, God said, the biggest S you didn't talk about, Vanessa, the biggest S to me is to have a servant's heart during the transformation, to get it back into the hearts and minds of my people, that we are to become the least of these, will be the greatest, that you prefer your brother and your sister, to always serve out of a point of what can I do to help you? What can I do to improve your life? And when God brings anybody into my space, I've been taught years ago, and it's so valuable to me, that I always get before God and say, what am I supposed to be to them, and what are they supposed to be to me? Because if I don't hear anything but liability, even if it's me being a liability to them, either way, then it's not the time, or that other S in transform, it's not the right season, because everybody isn't ready for everybody at a certain time in our lives. And we have to be sensitive to be a servant leader, to come with a heart of humility. How can I help? If I cannot help, let me get out of the way. And have the sense to know that when it is not working, no matter how emotional people may be, exit from the scene because you're accountable to God. Allow God to shape us more into his image and shed those things that are not a part of this season. In 2012, all is well because 12 means order, and God is bringing order into our lives. He's transforming us to posture us, to be his hands extended, which means serve, to be his light in the marketplace. That's why every call we ended saying, go out and be a minister. That servanthood in the marketplace. You're coming on this line to get fed. You got your spiritual bib on and you're eating the spiritual food and it tastes good going down some days. I know you're swallowing hard, but hallelujah. But you come because your spirit man is ready for its transformation. But then it's your turn. It's my turn when we hang up this phone to go out and make a difference. What I learned years ago, when I hear myself getting too critical, the first inventory I check is I'm not serving enough. See, we're supposed to be rivers of living water. When the word is poured into you, Ephesians 5:24, and that's water of the word flowing through you. And so when it flows in, you picture you pouring water in, it's supposed to come out of your belly, meaning your hands extended. When you're not serving, when you're not giving, when you're not sharing, you back up.
Mm-hmm.
You start being a septic tank. Uh-huh. You start stinking. You start getting critical because the living water, when you've gotten all that word, when you've been blessed, and you'll get all that favor, and you're not flowing it, you're not extending it out to others, you're not being the servant leader, it starts backing up, and yeah, that sewage smell comes, and that's the wrong S. So when we're being transformed, and when God is shedding us like an onion peel, he's nice, he didn't cut us all up in one time. He literally pulls and peels layer by layer so that we look more like him. He's working toward us being his servant. And the F, we're going to get to the form. Forming goes from ordinary, natural to extraordinary through the bud. When he is forming in us, he's molding in us, he is purging in some of us, pruning out of others of us, so that he can shape us to look more like him, so that through the blood we can reach toward our purpose. See, that O and transform helps us also overcome. The labor of love in God is by the blood of Jesus. It'll enable you to overcome whatever's coming at you when you go through the allowing, when you go through the shedding, when you go through allowing him to align us. And he needs us to keep the right attitude of being open, of being willing, of being optimistic through our transformation, optimistically looking forward to the change, to the transformation, so that we can grow, so that we can succeed. How, you may ask? Learn to only say in that transformation time what God says about you. And tomorrow we're going to finish the rest of the R and the M, but we're going to seal it in our spirits and make some affirmations and stir in our heart that we're on this line to be God's servant leaders. Our Transform 90 is to spiritually soar to be the eagles that we all are. I decree and declare that into our minds and our spirits in Jesus' name. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for this phenomenal series that you have departed into our spirits. We bless God for you. And at this time, if Minister Tammy would come to the line and go ahead and close us out in prayer. Are you there?
Minister Tiffany, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone in the Nexus call. Father God, we thank you this morning. We come before you, Lord God, humble, Father God, but with thanksgiving this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the shepherd of this body, for Dr. Vanessa, oh, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for giving her the word that comes straight from you, Lord God. Nothing added and nothing taken away. Lord God, we thank you, oh, Father God, that we have a right attitude. We thank you that we will be disciplined, oh, Father God. We thank you for discipline that we will show as we go forward, oh, Father God, for the discipline in ourselves, Lord, that we will allow the transformation, Father God, that you are calling us to make. Lord God, we will go out into our marketplace, oh, Father God. We'll go out into our Jerusalem, Lord God, and be those ministers in the marketplace that you have called us to be. Father God, we thank you and ask you, Lord, to give her strength to continue to bless her, Lord God. Guide her, oh, Father God, in all that she needs to do. Father God, we ask you to bless the Diaz de Leon family also, Lord God. Be with them as they transform others' lives, oh, Father God, for the kingdom. Lord God, we bring before you our prayer requests on today, Father God, asking you to heal, Lord God, to give employment, oh, Father God, to give promotion, Lord God. We know that healing, oh, Father God, is by your hand, Lord. We know that by your stripes we are already healed. Father God, we call before you Alcee, Lord God, Jonathan, Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh, Father God, Evangelist Gwen Beatty, and, Lord God, all those who are on the line whose names we cannot call. Father God, we ask for peace for those and comfort, Lord, for those who have lost loved ones during recent times, oh, Father God. We know that you are Jehovah Shalom, and, God, we thank and praise you in advance for what you're doing and what you're going to do, Lord God. We seal this time together, oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus, Lord God. We accept the word, Lord God. We believe your word, O Father God. And we call the enemy's plan canceled in the name of Jesus. As we go out on today, O Father God, we shall do your will. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Tammy, for closing us out in prayer. To you, Minister Candy, thank you for greeting us this morning. And you, Minister Robin, thank you for opening us up in prayer. And Dr. Vanessa, thank you for that on-time word from the throne room of God. We bless you, and if you've missed any part of this message, remember to call into the callback number, 712-432-1085, and the same PIN code number that you used when you dialed into this call. And we thank each and every one of you who are on the line this morning, and we pray that as you go out this day, that you would surrender, accept, and obey God's will, and be that fearfully and wonderfully made minister in the marketplace as you mentor with the message on this Master's Monday. God bless each one of you. We love you. Goodbye for now.